Good afternoon on this wonderful afternoon. This is the Crippled Crisp Review, and as always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Bowie. And people that listen to this podcast, it could be that you are not listening in an afternoon at all. That
well, they are listening now.
They are listening now. But we are recording this on an spectacular, amazing afternoon. But when this gets out, it could be in the evening, it could be in the morning. We don't know yet.
It could rain.
It couldn't be amazing at all. It could be snowing even.
Let's hope not. We are very excited because the weather outside is very beautiful.
Yeah, and this is episode
25.
25. Yeah, we're a quarter to 100.
Let's keep it up. But for now,
we have a special
The crisp. We have a special crisp, yes.
I think most of you already know what it is because there has been...
It won the poll.
It won the poll. It is a special flavor. It's a special type of crisps. It's not potato crisps. It's something else. Let's just say it. It's hummus crisps.
It is. And not just that. It's not just hummus crisps.
No.
It's... tomato and basil flavored.
Yeah, that's. And to be honest, that's my favorite type of hummus as well. You have hummus with tomato and basil flavor.
Okay.
And then it's dried tomato, I believe. But that's okay.
The tomato on the bag doesn't seem dried. But
dried tomatoes don't look that appealing. To be honest.
That's true, but. Let's try it out.
They are funny flavored. They are a little bit shell flavored, these crisps. That's how they are depicted on the packaging. Shell-shaped pasta.
They smell very neutral.
They have 40% less fat. They are vegan. They are gluten-free, and they are from Eat Real. Mm. And I will have a smell as well. I smell some tomato and basil, to be honest. It's not that neutral for me, but maybe...
I didn't think the smell of tomato and basil was very strong. But when you taste them, I really like the crunch. It's a very nice crunch.
I love tomato.
I love the tomato basil. You taste both the tomato and the basil.
Yeah.
But it's not too much.
No. Yeah. They're good. Good crispies. Yeah.
So I think these are Oh, let's do a quick roundup.
Yeah.
So smell.
Smell. Yeah, I said tomato and basil, but you said neutral.
It was a bit faint.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit faint, but the flavor is tomato and basil.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Indeed.
And the crunch, well, they are very crunchy.
Yeah, they're very good. They're also, they're very light.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let me be perfectly honest. It's not the biggest bag of crisps you will ever see.
That's true.
But it's quite a full bag. It's not an air bag. Like, Lay's mostly make air bag type
true.
Of crisps.
True.
There's 135 grams or 4.7 oz in this bag. They are as advertised, tomato and basil flavor with a little bit of you don't taste the chickpea. That's the one thing I'm missing. I was thinking I'm missing something.
It's not really a hummus or chickpea.
No, it's flavor. More tomato and basil, which is a nice flavor. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all. But I would give these a 3.5 out of 5 crisp bags because it's
me too.
The thing is that if you would give me these and they would be made of, for instance, a corn crisp is also very crispy, or you say this is a lentil crisp, like we had a couple of episodes before this. Those were also very crispy, very good crunch, very good texture.
Yes.
Then that would be great as well. You don't get the hummus. And the hummus is also advertised, so I give them 3.5 out of 5.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
They are great, but
they're great.
Not that much, and if you advertise as hummus crisp, I expect more hummus flavor.
Yeah. But I would
maybe there are other hummus crisps that perfectly taste like hummus.
But let me be honest. If you wanna eat a gluten-free diet, for whatever reason you have in your life to do this. If you want to eat less fat, 40% less fat, and if you want to eat more plant-based, more vegan-like, in that case, I would 100% recommend these crisps.
Yes.
Eat Real is a great
although
brand.
Although, I would recommend eating more hummus.
Yeah.
Just regular hummus.
Yeah.
Because these are crisps.
Yeah. Marijn, you prepared a nice trivia for us.
Yes.
About that you should eat more hummus, like as people as a whole.
Yeah, because hummus is a very easy dish to make.
Yeah.
But homemade hummus also boasts a crazy amount of health benefits.
Such as.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The chickpeas found in hummus apparently guard cells from the type of damage that can cause cancer. So I also guess that eating chickpeas is also good then.
Yeah.
But making hummus out of it is also very good, because hummus can also improve bone, muscle, skin, and blood health due to the high levels of protein it contains because of the chickpeas. So I guess we are disabled. Yeah. I think we should eat a lot more hummus. And then maybe we cure from this.
Yeah. And I want to add hummus. So hummus is basically built out of two main ingredients. And that's chickpeas.
Yes.
And tahin, or sesame paste. That's the thing that binds it together and makes it like the spreadable substance that hummus is. And I believe and tahin is made of
sesame seeds.
And I believe sesame seeds are very full of iron, the good type of iron you want to get in your
In
your diet. So that's also, I think, very good.
Okay. But you have different variations of hummus.
Yeah.
And tahin is not always
I thought so. I quite often make hummus at home, and then I always put some tahin in it.
Yeah. That is the Middle Eastern variant, I guess.
Yeah, but hummus is a Middle Eastern dish.
Yes, but nowadays you can make hummus with spinach. I believe I saw a recipe for hummus with spinach.
Yeah, but that's just a spinach spread, in my opinion.
No, but they call it hummus.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
Yeah, but I'm just stating it as it is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They call it hummus. Okay. And maybe that is a marketing trick to call it hummus. I even believe that these crisps, they are called hummus crisps, but I think, aren't these just chickpea crisps?
I think these are just chickpea crisps.
But they call it hummus because people buy that easier.
Yeah.
Are more inclined to buy hummus crisps because they are, hummus is, a bit of a hipster dip.
No, I think it's
dish.
I think it was originally a hipster dish, indeed, but I think nowadays everybody eats hummus.
Okay, so it's okay to say yes.
It's just a popular dish. It's just
hummus.
Yeah, it's just a popular dish. I mean, even the Lidl, who normally don't have hipster things, have like 3 or 4 varieties of hummus. So I mean, Then it's like just...
Or they are becoming a hipster store.
Could be, but I don't believe so.
Okay. Okay.
Now, thank you for this trivia.
Still, I think it's a marketing trick.
But it's a good marketing trick.
Yeah, okay. Because the crisps are nice.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. When this episode comes out, it's probably the 25th of March 2019.
Almost time for Doomsday.
Almost time for British Doomsday, indeed. It's going to be a wild ride, because the 29th will be Brexit Day. And you,
or not.
We don't know. what I know is that
Theresa May even doesn't know.
Yeah, I know that this weekend in London there was a demonstration where a million people attended fighting the idea of Brexit. And that's a lot of people on the streets.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But London is a big town.
They have like 8 million people living
in London.
But that's the eighth of the whole city standing in the street. Yeah, true.
And were they just from London, or were there people
all over Great Britain? Everybody came down to... I believe it was in London, but I'm... I think that's a great thing. I think we live in special times on this moment, and...
Because
I think still a lot of our listeners are, of course, interested in your contact with Christy. Kirsty. Sorry, I'm such a horrible person.
She doesn't like that.
Yeah.
When people... I have that.
Yeah.
I don't like when people mispronounce my name.
Yeah.
And she has the same.
Yeah. It's a match made in heaven.
But, she is very anxious and... I have some contact with her, but
yeah.
She lets me know that well, these are very turbulent times, and
yeah.
that she doesn't feel well under.
Yeah, that's crazy, and we don't know if Brexit is gonna happen. If you ever will meet your friend.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, that is how democracy works. The multitude of the people has spoken.
You could call this democracy.
And we had the same past week, because
past
there were
week.
Elections in the Netherlands as well.
Yeah, for the Senate.
Yes,
in a roundabout way.
And the winner was, well, can we say quite the same as the British Leave
campaign? It's a Leave campaign winner.
Because the person who won, Thierry Baudet, congratulations to him with his victory. But
I don't know if we should congratulate him, but yeah, maybe.
No,
that is
how democracy works. I think he should be congratulated with his victory.
Yeah.
But he also wants the Netherlands to leave the European Union.
Yeah, he wants an exit.
Yes. So maybe we should move as well.
Yeah, I think we should have an exit, a break from the Netherlands.
Where should we go?
We can go to a lot of countries, but for example, you could go to Canada. You could go to Switzerland. You could go to Mexico. No, Mexico is a little dangerous right now. South Africa. Oh no, they have a problem with water. That's gonna be a hard living.
Australia.
Australia.
Scandinavia.
Yeah. Scandinavia. We could join the USA, the United Scandinavian Army.
Oh wait, yeah. We already discussed that. Why not?
Yeah. No, Scandinavia is a good option. Sweden, perhaps. That's still in the Eurozone. No, they don't have the Euro, but they are in the EU. I mean,
I don't really know the exact position of them. They can... it's in the internal market. They can join the internal market.
Yeah, they are in the open border program. So in principle, you can buy and sell anything to and from Sweden. But they don't have the euro, they have the Swedish crown.
Yeah, okay, but that is if the situation here in Holland, in the Netherlands, deteriorates.
Yeah, then we can go to Sweden. Although there are some minor bad things of living in Sweden. Everything is expensive. Like, everything.
Yes.
You have
the state of Sweden pays for everything.
Yeah, if you're disabled, they pay for everything and more. Yeah, that's true. So, but if you want to buy a bottle of whiskey, you have to sell your two kidneys, your liver, four of your ribs, and the virginity of your firstborn child to get it.
On the other hand, people in Sweden are very happy. And in Iceland and in Norway. And
but they have a...
They are very happy.
Yeah, in the summer. But in
And we in the Netherlands too.
But I think they get quite depressed in the winter, right? Because of the lack of light and the fact that they almost have no light at all during the day.
Here you get another trivia.
Yeah.
Suicide rates are highest in Scandinavian countries, I believe.
I thought they were highest in Japan as well, but that's something...
Okay.
Maybe I have...
I don't know.
But they're very high. They are very high in Scandinavian countries. But they're also very nice people. They speak very good English.
They do.
There are even some studies, I believe, that they show that people in Scandinavia nowadays, in general, speak better English than people that live in Britain. Which wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Well, because they don't use accents and dialects and stuff like that, or just better knowledge of grammar and
just better knowledge of grammar as well, and maybe also the accent is maybe now but because speaking the language well is, of course, then you don't look at the accent in a sense, because that doesn't matter if you speak the accent.
Yeah, okay.
The language well, right?
But on the other, if you look at Scandinavian footballers, football players, or soccer players,
football players. Yeah,
here in Holland.
Yeah,
they, when they learn language, they speak
perfect Dutch as well.
Yeah, there's a player.
They can just go over in Dutch.
Yes,
quite. Yeah, yeah. You talk about Lasse Schöne, who speaks better Dutch than most Dutch people.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I can imagine that also. Schöne?
Yeah.
Dolberg? Not Dolberg. The player at Ajax who went to an English club.
Eriksen?
That one.
Yeah, he speaks quite well in Dutch and in English as well.
Well.
But they are Danish. That is a Scandinavian country. But
come on, it's a Scandinavian country.
It's a Scandinavian country.
Are we going to discriminate here?
No, we're not discriminating at all. No, you're right. I'm sorry, Denmark. I really love you. I love Tivoli. It's a really nice place. Tivoli is an entertainment park in Copenhagen.
Okay. In Utrecht as well.
Yeah, but then it's not an entertainement park.
Then
it's a concert hall.
Yeah,
an entertainment park with roller coasters and
there's a town. Another trivia. A town in Italy who is actually called Tivoli.
Yeah, because that's the original Tivoli.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think, long story short, what did we discuss this episode?
At first we discussed the Eat Real Hummus Crisps.
Yeah. Which got a 3.5.
Yes, and are tomato and basil flavored.
Yeah. Very good.
Then we talked about the
advantages of
the
eating
medical
hummus.
Properties of hummus.
Yeah,
and that you should eat a lot because it's very healthy. For
you. Eat at least 2 tablespoons a day of hummus, and you will never die.
That's a bold statement. I'm not going to support this, but...
but you could try...
Just eat hummus, because it's also very flavorful.
Yeah, nowadays you have 4,015 varieties of hummus, so You can just try everything out from tomato basil flavor to sweet chili to whatever something.
Just throw on in whatever
I like the
you
one with the Ras El Nui spices. You have hummus
okay.
with Ras El
you
Nui.
You also have hummus with za'atar spices.
Yeah, and that also
and
nice.
I like that one very
yeah.
much. But
yeah.
Let's not go into detail that much.
Yeah.
Maybe for next time.
Yeah.
Then we talked about
Brexit.
Incoming Brexit.
And our Nexit.
Yes. Our thoughts about that, at least.
Yeah.
And that was it. We want to ask you to, if you liked it, just like it with
a
thumbs up.
Maybe we should also tell the dear people out there that we have a poll for the crisp.
Oh,
we should,
yes.
We will
for our crisp next week.
Yeah. So the options are Doritos Collision.
Yes.
And?
Popcorn. Just the regular salted popcorn that you can make yourself.
Yeah, we want to make a start with just... We have seen that there are a lot of crazy new types of popcorn coming on the market. And we want to dive into that market. We want to test them out. We want to review.
We
want to
explore it.
But we first want to create a baseline by eating just testing out, reviewing just basic salted popcorn.
What was it? Our home kitchen and garden?
Yeah, the home kitchen and garden popcorn.
Popcorn.
I'm looking forward to it, to be honest.
And we'll see what comes up. Maybe Doritos Collision, which is also corn-based.
Yeah.
So... There's a corn theme
and there's a
going
corn
on here.
Theme coming on indeed. I didn't even
so let us know what you would like to see reviewed.
Yeah.
And in the meantime,
Before we do that, I wanna remind everybody that our great friends at Apple and Spotify really like it when you listen to our podcast through the Apple podcast or through Spotify.
So listen to our podcast.
Listen to our
through
podcast
Apple
and Spotify
and or through Spotify.
Yeah, and rate us on those media. Give us a rating. Write a review.
Share it.
Subscribe. Yeah.
All those things.
All those things
that you do with things that you like on the internet.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we were Captain Kane and Brace Boy. And that is how the crisp crunches.